I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Research is underway to explore the connection between chronic stress and cancer. Dr. Bessem Agretman is here to talk about the possible impact of chronic stress and why efforts to reduce stress might be especially beneficial for cancer patients and cancer survivors. Dr. Agretman leads the Developmental Cancer Therapeutics Research Program at Hollings Cancer Center at MUSC. Dr. Agretman, we've known for some time that chronic stress can impact health conditions like heart disease and high blood pressure, but what is known about the possible connection between chronic stress and cancer?
So there is a new study that shows actually the increased stress hormones can actually activate dormant cancer cells. And these stress hormones induce some of the lipid metabolism that can cause cancers to be activated and proliferate much more. And the new study showed that, you know, we can measure these hormone levels as well as some of these lipid metabolic pathways to monitor these stress levels. You know, we have therapeutic agents that can control these stress hormones.
And I understand your lab is doing some sort of research related to stress and cancer as well. Tell us about that.
Yes, so my lab is focused on cellular stress responses in cancer. And interestingly, you know, we work on aging-related stress, and our findings are really very much similar to what the new study showed about the stress hormone activation in cancer. So basically, you know, our aging as well as the stress hormone-related activation of cancer cells seem to converge at the cellular level.
And is part of the idea that new therapeutics might be developed to help counteract the stress impact on the cellular level?
Yes, so this is very important because both us and other laboratories at Hollings Cancer Center trying to develop new targets based on these stress levels, at least at the cellular level.
Dr. Agretman, what about the importance of working with cancer patients and cancer survivors to keep their stress levels low through some sort of therapy?
Yeah, this is very important. So again, based on our studies, we now view cancer as a systemic disease. So not only we want to treat cancer, but we also want to, you know, decrease and manage the stress levels. And I urge everyone who is going through, you know, this cancer therapy to seek help for reducing stress.
And part of the idea, Dr. Agretman, might be not just talk therapy, but also lifestyle changes, exercise, meditation, and other things that can help people manage the day-to-day stresses.
Yes, so I think these new studies show clearly that, you know, we need to manage the stress levels. And I agree with you that these are some of the lifestyle changes can be very helpful.
Dr. Agretman, thanks for providing this update about research related to stress and cancer.
You're welcome. Thank you, Bobby.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.